Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Happy tax day, y'all. Hopefully, you have responsibly taken care of your business. Or, like me, have once again filed for an extension 5 years running. I believe consistency is important for any discipline or practice. Since the dawn of time, man has revered and feared the entity known as the Eye in the Sky. At first, many gods with watchful eyes surveyed the land, awaiting proper sacrifice. Then an angry, patriarchal figure existed waiting for us to screw up to smite us with the wrath of himself. And now, state-of-the-art technology monitors and surveys every movement we make. The Eye in the Sky is a brilliant political war drama that probes deep into current issues and questions regarding morality and warfare. A top-secret drone mission in Kenya is escalated when intel of a suicide bombing is received. However, complications occur when a 9-year-old girl enters into the kill zone. This decision weighs heavily on all involved, but especially with drone pilot Steve Watts charged with pulling the trigger. The reason why Eye in the Sky excels is that it's more than simply a philosophical conundrum presented to audiences in a banal fashion. You move through this internal struggle, pondering the ambiguity of right and wrong, all the while entrenched in a brilliant and poignant story. Smartly, they cast the mother effing queen herself, Helen Mirren, in a starring role to lead and steer this production. And yes, just in case you were wondering, I bowed to her like I was back in my cotillion days when she walked on the screen. I also sobbed when I saw Alan Rickman. That has nothing to do with nothing, simply just stating facts. This is what movies are meant for. This is an opportunity to bring light to a topic that is currently happening, and yet we spend so little time discussing. Now, as we down our overpriced sampler platters at Applebee's, we can engage the conversation in a way that makes sense to us. With that, I give Eye in the Sky 4 X's out of 5. Now I'm just waiting for Eye in the Sky 2, the reign of Queen Helen Mirren.